Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great International Tart Talking Podcast, is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, Castbox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her,
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about, here you go crunching ice and I eat. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch.
Just a little bit more, just a little bit.
What's up, you guys? I hope that you guys have been having a lovely, lovely week this week. I know that it's been a few days before our last episode, but I'm glad that we are back in the motherfucking building. We're gonna do it big today. So, there's so much that I want to talk about today that have been in the blogs. I just want to get into everything that's going on, everything that you guys see in reality TV, because it's so much. It's a lot that we have not covered yet, and I want to make sure that we get into those things because we need to talk about it. It's a lot that we need to talk about, and it's a lot that we have coming up with Talk with Turk. You guys just don't understand. We signed our video production contract. For season six will be alive and well. Do you hear me? Okay, because I'm not playing. Like, when I say season six is going to be so lit, you guys are going to get video. You're going to be able to be more interactive with the podcast. And I'm just so excited. And there's going to be so much more coming from that. Reels, Instagram posts, Facebook posts, Twitter posts, so much that's surrounding the brand. That's all I'm focused on, you guys, right now, is the brand in general. We also just nabbed a lot of interviews, celebrity interviews, one in which I have already announced on Facebook. I will be interviewing Candy and Siren, her new music group, girl group. They are amazing, fabulous. They're on the tour with them on the Queens of R&B tour, which was amazing, by the fact we talked about that last time. I talked about my experience, and I hope that you guys have had a chance to go and get those tickets, because the show is lit. The show is epic. It's amazing from beginning to end. It's a production, and if you know me, you know I love a good production. So we're definitely going to be on edge for that. And then I also have Kay Daniels from Dress My Tour on Hulu. She is the winner of season one, and she's black. She's a black fashion designer and creator, and I love that. And so my team have set that up for next week, so you guys will get that episode next week. We are approaching the 100th episode of Talk with Turk. Now, there's a few ways that I want to do this, because I'm trying to figure out, do I want to start season six out with the 100th episode, or do I want to complete the 100th episode in season five? Because I have so many things lined up. I have so many plans in regard to the episode that it's so much surrounding it. And if you guys know business, y'all already know how I can get. So, in that regard, we are going to just stay present in the podcast. You guys keep streaming it up for the time being. And speaking of streaming it up, you guys have had us hit number 240 on the Apple Podcast in the United States of America on the entertainment news charts. And that's right, Talk with Turk is still on the charts. And if you ever denied it, bitch, you can always go research it and look it up. And I always post my receipts, baby. And we have been charting in over 60 countries. And I have every country that is listed. And one day I'll go back through them all, because I did that on a previous episode. And there's so many countries, so many that I can't even pronounce. But you guys have made Talk with Turk what it is today, and I'm very grateful for this journey and for where we're going and all the opportunities that have arrived from this platform. You know, like, I've done so many things, I've talked to so many people, I've made so many connections in and outside of the industry because of my podcast, and for that I'm just forever grateful for everything that you guys have helped me accomplish over the years. We're going on 5 years now with the podcast. That's amazing. 5 years, 5 seasons, not quite 5 years yet. We're about four in the beginning of, like, 4 years. But at the end of this season, you know, when season six starts, we'll be about 5 years in. So, I'm excited for this journey once again. I don't know what else I can say, how else I can thank you guys, but to continue to give you guys this fresh content and rebranding every chance that I get. And I just want to thank my team. Because without y'all, I am nothing. Like, there's so many people that work on the inside and outside of Talk with Turk. And I can't do this without them. Now, I do most of the production myself right now through audio and making sure that it get uploaded to all the DSPs, which is digital service providers like Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Good Pods, which they are now sponsoring these episodes, which you will hear the advertisement in between segments here and there, probably about one, maybe twice. It just depends. But I just have to make sure that we stay on our P's and Q's, we stay on our tippy toes, because there's so much more in store, and there's so much more that I want to achieve, there's so much more that I want to accomplish, so many dreams, so many goals, so many aspirations that I have for myself, and like I said, without you guys, none of this is possible. So continue to support me. One stream, one share is all that I ask for. All you got to do is share a link. Share the episode that you've listened to. That's all I need. Like, while you're listening to this now, go and rate the episode. Go and share. Go and leave a review. Please, like, because we have to learn how to support one another, whether it's within the industry that you are an expert in or a novice. So I want you guys to continue to do the same for me, because I'm becoming an expert. I'm not a novice anymore because I've been doing it. Like, I know podcasting in and out, and now that I'm moving on to video production, once I get that scaled down and get that all the information and knowledge that I need for the video production side, you ain't gonna be able to tell me shit. And Talk with Turk will definitely be on another level. And that's one thing I want people to know. If you don't root for yourself, who else is gonna root for you? Because there's so many people who say, I support you, but you don't see them like nothing. You don't see them share nothing. You'll see a congratulations every now and then. And yeah, you know, when you see somebody doing great on Facebook, it's nothing out of your day but to say congratulations on that post. So I'm still grateful for all the people who tell me congratulations under my post, because you didn't have to take those 20 seconds out of your day. Well, however long it takes you to type congratulations, you didn't have to do that for me, but you did. And I'm grateful for you guys as well, even if it's not a share. Or, you know, a review or anything like that, or commenting to keep the engagement going. I'm still grateful because you still contributed to my platform and to me in a specific type of way. And I can't be mad about things that you don't do, because you've already done so much for me. And you guys who are streaming this episode, you've done so much for me. And I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna go ahead so that you guys can get into this music. And when we get back, y'all already know what we got going. Oh, we got Talk with Turk Hot Topics. So I'm ready to get into those things. We're gonna be talking about Basketball Wives, Love and Marriage Huntsville, Real Housewives of Atlanta T, Mariah Carey. Somebody had a divorce and a pregnancy announcement recently. We're going to discuss that. JT's album. We're going to review that a little bit. New shows, The Surreal Life. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. New season is back out. Kamala Harris. We're going to speak about her. Tory Lanez. The 2024 Olympics. And LaToya Luckett. So, stay tuned. Don't you touch that dial. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply, Talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Killer, run that back up in the hood again. But where it's all good again, riding candy slab. Gripping on that wood again. I get that bread, I walk that walk. Yeah, that's why I talk that talk. That down my flip, I built my trunk. Good on my life, I spark the dog. I'm on that arm. Moving slow. Jamming that screw. My music slow. Dipping for my juice, they glow. Y'all make it rain, I make it snow. Downtown where I usually go. Hit that dough, I walk straight in. VIP, yeah, that's my space. Don't do no it's my top 10.
Town chick, you already know. Call me Mrs. Bird, because I'm making dough.
Menards.
Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Capricorn by my toe, a bitch is skinny on my hips, Louis on my toes.
I hear your money talk, but you ain't loud enough. It costs to be a boss, but you ain't got enough. Now get your swagger up, yeah, get your swagger up. Now get your swagger up, yeah, get your swagger up. What you know about BBS rockin', rubber bands poppin', black card swiping, copping everything you like, and get your swagger up, yeah, get your swagger up. Now get your swagger up, yeah, get your swagger up.
I'm back at it, been gone for a minute. Busy gallery of shopping and running my own business. Had to shake a couple haters. Haters thought I was finished. They say time is money, so I'm stacking every minute. H-Town representing, yeah, you already know. Hey. Got me in the office, rapping Rose Mo. Hey. Got in my Giuseppe, say the valet I go. I ain't working with real, I was open my door.
I hear your money talk, but you ain't loud enough. It costs to be a boss, but you ain't got enough.
Money right, get your fly right, you know what I'm saying? Step it up, baby, step it up. Going down, Bud Deep, Killer Collion, at H-Town Fly, the T-O-Y-A, Latoya, you already know, baby. Get your swag up, get your swag up.
Dumb bitches can't read. I let a whole think she rush it, but these girls just not on my speed. Matter of fact, let's race, little hoe, get ready, set, go, bitch, 1, 2, 3. Give me your best, please, no contest. I love killing hoes, I confess, cause they can't rap, can't sing, and can't dress. And then there's me, the contrast, giving cunt, 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 body smoke like a pistol. From the top of my head to my distal, cause I'm bad, bad, bad to the bone, and I'm eating all these hoes up to the gristle. I told you hoes that I'm hungry, why people think that I'm phony? Y'all know I fuck with this deli, but I ride the beat like a pony. Y'all heard them tick, 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 ticks, and still continue to blow me. Shut the fuck up. Bitch, you better keep your lips locked. Cause them bombs is going tick tock. I'm about to let them go like bow, 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 bow. And you better keep your lips locked. Cause them bombs is going tick tock. I'm about to let them go like bow, 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 bow. Tick, 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 boom. Big dog won't leave a bitch no room. I'm so far ahead of the game, I'll be the nigga to his own damn tomb. Busy ass boss bitch, sorry baby, gotta fuck on Zoom. They ain't even see me in full bloom. I don't even really watch cartoons, but something about this blonde having me super saiyan. No Goku, nigga, I'm not gonna hold you. None of these hoes won't be fortune.
23. Are we back in this bitch? I think we are. What's going on, you guys? We are back for segment two. Y'all already know we're about to get into some tea, and then we'll get into some music again. So let's get right into it. So basketball-wise has been on, you guys, and I know that you guys have been seeing the tea. It's another We Hate Jackie season. Everybody has beef with Jackie. Everybody has a problem with Jackie. There's always something that Jackie is doing or something they don't agree with into the event that they feel like she's not sisterhood. And I feel like all of you guys have done things that are not sisterly-like on this show. Evelyn, for one, Evelyn Lozada, you really have a problem because it's like you're always trying to vindicate yourself from the world seeing you for who you are, you and your daughter. So it's like you're trying to cover that up by bringing misery upon everybody else's life. And I really hate that for you, boo. And I really want you to let that hurt go because it seems like you have not fully healed from any of your past traumas or situations that you have felt where you were less than. And I feel like that's what it all stems down to, because you're going on this crusade to bring Jackie down and to bring up her past about her being a prostitute back in the day. Well, being arrested for prostitution. We're not going to call her a prostitute, first and foremost. Now, Evelyn, if you want to be technical, you are a prostitute. You are a prostitute because you have sold yourself to so many men in the industry. You've been connected to so many men in the industry, and we know that it's a cash grab for you. Basketball-wise, it was a cash grab for these ladies. These ladies built their brand and their legacy off these men who were in the basketball industry, who were playing in the NBA, who had money at their fingertips. And most of them aren't with their original husband. The only person that is Jackie. So to me, that says a lot. To me, that's saying a lot about character on this show. And Brooke, I understand that you are hurt in regards to things that Jackie have said in regards to your daughter. May she rest in peace. You know, I feel like all bets are off at that limit, and I can understand your frustration. But I feel like you guys have seen this with Jackie time and time again, and I don't know why now it takes so many years later for you guys to be like, ooh, I'm gonna throw in the towel with Jackie, when I'm pretty sure you guys have encountered much more worse in your lifetime when it comes to women and when it comes to the basketball industry in general. So I really feel like, you know, it's a lot. And then Jen is in the news for her and her husband. You know, he's had some domestic issues in the past that caused him to have lawsuits and to owe the government and all of this stuff. And everybody's seeming to think that Jennifer is his cash grab. And she's in the media now trying to stick up for him and trying to take up for him. And I really feel like, you know, I feel like she's happy. I feel like he's happy. And people have a past. That's one thing I hate. Y'all like to bring up people's past so much that you don't let them forget who they used to be. Because we'll never forget who we used to be, because we all have a past. But the focus is to move on. It's not for you to keep making me relive those times, that time period, those traumas that I had to endure when I was that old person. And now you're wanting me to revert back to that old person because you're making me relive it and you're bringing up things that I don't want to discuss. So I can understand, you know, from that aspect, how people are viewing it, especially, you know, Jen and her husband, because they both have past. They both have bad past when it comes to relationships, obviously. And Jen has been very candid and been in the media so much in regards to her relationship. So you guys see how I understand where everybody's coming from, honestly, because they're like, girl, you have so many issues with men. You're from man to man all the time. You're always in a new relationship. So I understand why people have their opinion on Jen. Brandy and Evelyn got into it because of Jackie's situation. Brandy is trying to, you know, bring Jackie in the fold and have everybody be at peace. Brooke wasn't ready for the conversation, and Evelyn was like, girl, I don't know why you're bringing in Jackie when you obviously see she doesn't want to talk about Jackie. And it just made them get into a frenzy. And I'm like, that was pointless. You know, I feel like that was stupid because that's just Evelyn. She's always trying to make it about her when it wasn't even about her. It was about Brooke and it was about Brandy and Jackie. Evelyn just needs to learn how to stay in her place. But I'm going to leave Basketball Wives where it's at. Let's talk about Love and Marriage Huntsville, because the mid-season trailer just came out for Love and Marriage Huntsville, and it was a lot. It was a lot to unpack in there, and I want you guys to go and check that out. For you guys who don't watch Love and Marriage Huntsville, you have 5 or 6 seasons that you can catch up on this show, okay? Because it's another black ensemble cast, and it's just as good as Housewives and all those other shows that you guys love to watch when it comes to reality TV. So I really want you guys to give it a chance. And we're going to talk more in depth about that a little bit next week, about that mid-season trailer, because we want to get into some of those things that we were witnessing, because it's honestly going to be a good second part of this season whenever that does debut. Let's talk about Reality Housewives of Atlanta. T. Phaedra Park is back in the fold, and we all knew that it was going to go down. So we have Phaedra Parks, we have Portia Williams, we have Shamia Morton, we have Drew Sidora, we have Cynthia Bailey back as a friend, and then we have 2 or 3 new girls. I still don't know these girls. Brittany Edie, of course, the one that had the issue with Kenya. She's in the fold as well. And so I'm ready to see how this is going to turn out. Now, reports have also said that Shamia and Drew have been in a tit for tat. And I'm ready to see how the dynamic of Portia and Phaedra unfold, because they were at a Watch What Happens Live episode one night together, and it seemed like nothing has changed. Freaking Frack was back. And so I feel like that was the catalyst when they were on the episode to see the public's reaction before Phaedra got back on the show. I feel like when it comes to entertainment and television, that a lot of this stuff is already planned out and set up. It's just about planning it out to release the news. Because it's a lot of stuff that I know that you guys may not be privy to as of yet, but things that may be happening. But I'm not ever going to jeopardize my podcast career, and I'm trying to actually get into my journalism bag heavier now that we have grown and we are becoming successful on the auditory part when it comes to audio, the podcast. But like I said, some of this stuff is already planned out, so I'm ready to see Real Housewives of Atlanta return. Now, Mariah Carey, my mother of all mothers, mother of Christmas, queen of Christmas, you guys already know how I am about Miss Mariah Carey. Now, she just released the announcement for her 2024 Christmas tour. And let me give you the information about the tickets so that you guys can check that out. Give me 1 second, because she's going on tour and she's coming to Raleigh, North Carolina, baby. And if you thought that I wasn't going to be in the motherfucking building being Mariah Darian Carey Jr., baby, you done bumped your head. I sent it to my man this morning, and I was like, you already know I'm in the building. So she said, it's not time yet, but I have exciting news. Mariah Carey's Christmas time, her biggest holiday tour to date, is coming to 20 cities starting November 6, 2024. Tickets go on sale next Friday, August the 9th, on Live Nation and Ticketmaster, you guys. And she's coming to Raleigh, North Carolina on December the 9th.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
For my North Carolinians, make sure that you're in the building, because I'm going to be in the building, and I'm going to try my best to get a front row ticket, because if you know me, Mariah Carey is my mother, okay? Now, let's talk about some birds for a little bit. Let's talk about Bell, whatever that bitch name is, Cardi B. So, y'all already know she's starting her Sympathy and Payola train. She's starting that train because she just released an announcement for her divorce that she filed, and her pregnancy. At the same time, now, if you don't tell me that this isn't already set up, that this wasn't already the plan, the agenda, after she just tweeted a few weeks ago about all these bitches gonna get name checked on her album, do y'all really not, y'all don't see this stuff happening? And it's making y'all talk about it even more, and they're really playing in y'all faces because y'all can't be that naive and that gullible to this stuff. It was all planned all along. It was a scheme that Todd set up to come back to us with the bullshit. You announce your pregnancy and divorce at the same time? Y'all can't tell me that that's not a scheme. I don't care what y'all are saying at this point. Y'all are just delusional when it comes to this lady, and y'all would never hold her accountable. I'm just convinced at this point. So, and I'm really convinced that y'all only do it out of spite of Nicki Minaj. Because all of y'all were saying, oh my God, I'm so glad that she finally left him. Oh my God, this album is about to eat. So you guys already know that it's connected to an album. It's sympathy and payola, simply. Point blank period. And that's all I'm gonna say about that, because we're not gonna give that bitch too much shine, because she don't deserve it at this point. I'm sorry. I don't live for her. And if you like her and you don't agree with me, stop listening, because we're gonna drag that bitch every chance she get, because she is not the culture. She is not the culture over here, honey. She's not the standard for female rapping. She's not. Y'all are delusional. Anyway, let's talk about some real good female rap. JT dropped Cindy Cinderella. And when I tell you guys, it's bops after bop after bop. When I tell you Serving, Dance on the Dick, Lemon Pepper, Swing, 90s Baby, Uncle Al, and then she already got the songs out Sideways, Okay. And then JT coming, y'all, she ate. JT simply ate. Go back and listen to that album when you guys get a chance in your spare time, because I know a lot of y'all are busy, and go listen to the album. Get a blunt. When you're getting dressed for the club, listen to this album, because it is that type of album you stunt on bitches and you talking your shit. And that's what she did. She put it in the music. She had a theme for her album, and she sold over 100,000 copies. And that's with streams and physical sales as well. She, so far, has the highest selling female rap debut of this year. Nicki Minaj has already outsold all of the girls with her Pink Friday 2 album this year alone. That says a lot. Now let's move on. There's a new show, The Surreal Life, that is on MTV. And if you guys remember, the first season of The Surreal Life had August Alsina, Dennis Rodman, few other people, but I'm pretty sure y'all remember this show, because at the end of the show, the last episode, it was like this thing about August possibly coming out, and we couldn't really determine what it was all about. But this show is back, and this season it has different stars. It has Ali Brooke from Fifth Harmony, you guys know her. It has Josie Canseco, who is the baseball icon's daughter, Jose Canseco. OT Genesis, you guys know OT Genesis from his hits Cut It and Coco. His reality ties to the Kardashians and Jenners. His baby mama is Malika. Then Macy Gray, also. We also know the R&B legend Macy Gray. She is hilarious. You guys need to watch this show. I'm telling y'all. Chet Hanks, who is the son of Tom Hanks, is also on this season. Tyler Posey. Now, Tyler Posey was in projects like Made in Manhattan, Teen Wolf, and Jane the Virgin. And he's been known to be sexually fluid. He came out in 2021, created his OnlyFans account. Johnny Weir, he's a gay, and let's see, he's a two-time Olympian, and he knows something about being first. He became one of the youngest U.S. national champs in 2006. And that was an honor that was last secured in 1991. So shout out to him. And speaking of the Olympics, I want to shout out to my cousin who is in the Junior Olympics here in Greensboro, North Carolina. Logan Skinner. And he participated in both the 100 and 200 meter dash. And my cousin is here with my uncle, alongside my uncle here in Greensboro. The Junior Olympics are here. And he has a gold medal. And I have a gold Olympic medalist in my family. I mean, it just runs in the blood. We're talented. You know, we're destined because it's ordained by God. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my cousin. Keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you. I love you. And I love you, Uncle Dennis, as well. Thank you for popping up on me and my fiance this past week while you were here for the Junior Olympics. Also on the Surreal Life, let's go back to the Surreal Life. Kim Zolciak is also on there. And y'all know she need to check. And so she's the biggest star on this season. And so far, it's good. I watched the first episode. I like it. I love it. So make sure you check out The Surreal Life. Loving Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, that is many, many, many things. Now, let's talk about Loving Hip Hop Atlanta because y'all already know how Loving Hip Hop Atlanta gives it up with the storylines and how people really think these scenes are fake and made up, but I don't know. It's a lot going on. You got, outside of Loving Hip Hop, you got Chaotic and Scrappy beefing, and Chaotic's made a diss song and a video already called Competition towards Scrappy, but so far on the show, they're fine. So I guess we're going to see where the demise led to over the time. And then, you know, you have the Kirk and Rashida baby mama drama once again, and Kirk possibly cheating on Rashida once again. So make sure you guys tune into all the tea that's going on. Then you got Saucy Santana. He done brought Chef D, ugly ass from Bad Boys. He's back in the fold. I don't know where they found him, what rock they found him under, but he's on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta now. Zell Swag is still up there as, you know, the love interest of Saucy Santana, and apparently he's bisexual again, and he's dating women. He's done had sex with a woman in the past year, and he's talking about that. He's being very candid about that. Then you have, of course, the Scrappy drama with his mother, with Mama D and his baby mothers, Erica and Bambi. Once again, and then you have the other ladies like Carly Rae. Carly Rae is always going to give you drama. She's always going to try to bring you the tea and bring you those scenes. And she's still working. She's still punching in that clock when she goes to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And I love to see that. A lot of people give Carly Rae a bad rap. She is messy as fuck, but we love to see it. She's keeping that show alive, just like I feel like Jackie Christie keeps Basketball Wives on their toes as well. Now let's talk about Kamala Harris. Now, her presidential candidacy success, tongue twist, but she's had so much success so far. Now that the Democratic Party has announced her as the presidential candidate, and so far, this past month, she's raised over $310 million in the last month of funds going towards her campaign. That's a lot. A lot of people want to see her win. That's like the most in history for a new nominee announcement. And so there's a lot of things going on in the media about Kamala Harris's past. And in my opinion, when it comes to her incarcerating black men, because that's what's going on the streets, I feel like she was doing her job. She was a judge. And if you guys go back and look at her history as a judge and who she was and what she stand for, all her morals, her values, you will understand it more. Just because you're black doesn't mean a black judge is going to say, hey, you're going to get a lighter sentence. No, it doesn't work like that. The court system has so many protocols, so many laws in place, so many statutes that that is attached to this law, so much, you know, time that you have to do for this crime that you committed. It's so much that goes into law, and if you don't know law, like myself, I don't know much about law and crime and all that stuff, but if you don't know much about law in general, you really shouldn't be speaking on it unless you do your research. And I want people to understand that. And we talked about Project 2025, which is a detriment to America, especially people of color. I want you guys to pay attention. Go research. Do your research. Get people to get up and vote. Even if it's one person you're telling on a daily, one person of color, please get out there and vote. And you don't want to push your beliefs, political beliefs on people, because that sometimes pushes people away as well, and it makes them not want to be motivated and not want to vote, and we don't want that. So I want you guys to make sure that you're being proactive in this election, because it's very important to our future and our success as a people, as a culture, and as the United States of America, and it's very important. So, Tory Lanez. Let's talk about him. Now, he said that he's going to release a project called Prison Playlist of some bops from prison. And we already got a kind of a taste of what he's going to be doing and how it's going to come out. And I'm ready to see how this is going to unfold. I'm ready to see how it's going to sell on the charts. If he comes out and he sells more than Megan Thee Stallion's album, that will say a lot. That will say a lot about influence, about culture, because y'all did all this talking about how we support Megan, support a black woman, do this, do that. You know, we shouldn't believe the man. We should always believe the woman, which I believe is bullshit. But y'all did all that talk just to not buy this bitch album. And then most of her streams got taken away as well. Fraudulent streams from record labels and people that are fans. Allegedly. But we're gonna say alleged. Everything here on this episode and on my podcast is all alleged and commentary for entertainment purposes. Okay? So I just wanna put that out there in case a bitch wanna send a cease and desist. Don't send it this way, because we already got entertainment lawyers that will be on top of that. Okay? So the last thing I wanna talk about is LaToya Luckett's wedding. She got married to Taleo Cole. Now, I don't know much about him. I haven't done my research about him. But I love the fact that LaToya kept everything private. She did not speak about her love life in the past months. We knew nothing about this. This was a surprise. She looked amazing. She also has a movie coming out this weekend on Lifetime. Let me make sure I give you guys the right title, because I'm going to be tuned in for that as well. And I shared it on my Facebook. In case any of you guys are interested. So, give me a second. Okay, so the name of the movie is a suspense thriller, I Thought My Husband's Wife Was Dead. Premieres this Saturday on Lifetime at 8 p.m. It's about an expectant mother, Lola Winters, seems to have it all. A beautiful home, a dashing husband named Leo, and a thriving restaurant business. However, her world soon comes crashing down when a woman shows up at her doorstep claiming she's married to a Leo. So, I love the direction of this, and I love the fact that she has her own rollout right now. I'm hoping that we get music from LaToya. So she has this movie coming out. She just got married this week. I know this is a beautiful week for her, and I'm so happy for her. I'm so proud of her. She's always been one of my favorite from DC4. And now it's considered DC5. We don't recognize Farrah, but DC5 we know as Beyonce, Kelly, Michelle, LaToya, and Latavia. And they will always have our hearts, all five of them. But I'm proud of LaToya Luckett. She's continuing to be successful outside of music and showing you guys that you can be multifaceted. She's an actress for the gods. When I say LaToya acts, she really can act. Me and Babe rewatched The Preacher's Kid, which is her first big movie role that starred Tank and other few celebrities as well. Notable celebs. So make sure, if you haven't watched that movie, check it out, you guys. It's really good. The music was good. The acting was amazing. And I loved it. And I'm really proud to see that she's continuing to have success in this industry and doing her thing. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about, you guys, was the Olympics. But I don't have my note cards for that. But I know that Simone Biles and the USA team are representing what it looks like to be a good representation of America. You know, they're all culturally different, and they're all winners. They're all gold medal winners, and I'm really proud of them. There was a lot of things in the news about them recently. I'm pretty sure if you look it up, it'll all pop up. I'm sorry that I'm not prepared for that specific topic, but once I do get all the information, I will come back and we'll talk about that more next week, because it's not over yet. The Olympics is not over yet. And if it is going to be over this week, we still have room to talk about it next week. So I'm not going to hold you guys up for too long. We're going to get into some more music. And I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. And I hope that you guys got something out of all the tea or things that have already been in the media if you've missed it or if you just wanted to hear my commentary on it. I'm glad that I was able to do that for you guys today. It's always a good time. I love you guys. Thank you guys for supporting me so much. I really appreciate it. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, all of that for me. Please, you guys, stream it up. Let's keep ourselves on the charts. Let's keep the algorithm going, and let's keep us in the analytics and in the search engines and all of that, because I have seen my podcast just pop up randomly on people's social media when they're just scrolling down social media, and I love to see that. And I love when they tell me, you know, I saw your podcast here. I love that. And I love when I go out into the community and people actually recognize who I am, and as far as the work that I have put in with my podcast, and people that just love the show in general. Somebody random I saw a few weeks ago, and they was like, oh yeah, I listen to your podcast, bro, and then they told me about their business, and I checked them out. And so thank you guys, I love that. This is what I signed up for, and I know that it's a lot that comes with it and a lot that goes into it, and you guys just don't have an idea, okay? But I'm going to continue to keep it rolling. We have so much more content. We have so much more rolling out, and season 5 is ending. We're coming to the 100th episode. Season 6 will be beginning later on in the year. I would say probably about September, October. I'm going to take a month off. Y'all know how I do between seasons. I need that break to mentally prepare and to rebrand, to make sure that I'm giving y'all the best of the best of the best. I wanted to get better every season. If you notice, every season we get better. Okay? So thank you guys. I love you. I love us for real. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
But Texas.
Saw me on the television, acting up and slapping bitches. And I ain't proud of how I've been living. I pray the Lord my soul's forgiven. I can't handle my liquor, why the hell I'm drinking? Little girls looking up to me, what are they thinking? Cause I want them to be better than me, better than the fool they see me act on TV. Yeah. And that's just the half of it. This is the life I live, yeah. Oh, praying to God that I get it right, yeah. Oh, see me on the television, airing out my dirty linen. You're entitled to your own opinion, but you shake your head at my decision. I don't bother nobody, but they just get it twisted. My heart is filled with love, but y'all don't see that y'all missed it. Oh, somebody tell me why they wanna see me cry. Leave me alone. Why can't they just go? Leave me alone. Oh, if I could be just left alone. Oh, sing my songs.
Spend so much time with me, consuming your head.
And I can't take it no more.
Trick dust.